So why don't we turn to the outline of our discussion today? What we really want to focus on is preparing for an emergency and a potential crisis. If you've ever been involved in one in-house or in an external role, preparation is essential. And so what you don't want to be doing is learning how to respond to a crisis on the fly and in the middle of it. You really do want to prepare. I think the challenge is prepare for what? And we're going to talk a little bit about how to think broadly about things like enterprise risk management, developing a crisis preparation plan, so that at least you have a plan that you can assemble who within the organization, internally, externally, needs to be involved. And then if you have an event that's a bit of a curveball that you weren't necessarily thinking of, which many crises are, then you can modify the plan. So that's one of the things that we're going to talk about today. And then all the different audiences that you have to think about. I like to think about this. We are here in Texas, so as a quarterback running the option play, you have to check off on a lot of different audiences, your shareholders, your board, the regulators, potential private litigants that'll probably be coming down the road that you don't want to think about when you're in the middle of the crisis, but that you should. And most importantly, your customers. For us, those are patients that come to our different healthcare facilities, but whatever the industry is, keeping your customers at the forefront. So that's really what we're going to try and cover today. Feel free to ask us any questions as we go through the discussion if it prompts any questions in your mind. All right, next slide. The major risk areas. So this is in the vein of preparation. And I wanted the panel to comment a little bit about how to get prepared for a crisis. It's hard to do. Many times you feel like you're running from crisis to crisis. But how, if you are internal to a company or external company, what are the types of things that you should focus on in your enterprise risk management process or your crisis preparation process? I'll turn it over to the panel to touch on a couple of these topics.